This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today in the U.S., it's supposed to be a time of thanks, not of regrets, but I'm here to mention that if one had bought all the stocks listed in Japan's Nikkei Index last Thanksgiving, the return by this morning would have been 71%. Today, the key index in Tokyo went up another 1.8% to get very close to a six-year high. Some of this was optimism projected from New York, where the S&P 500 hit a record high of 1808 yesterday. But the main story is in Japan, where we reached the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Now, some market commentators worry about a bubble inflating in Japanese shares, but remind us about the government policies that got investors so interested.
Japan has engaged in what is known as quantitative easing. All this easy money has been pushing down the value of the Japanese yen, and that's also been fundamental to market sentiment here. A weaker yen means bigger profits for Japanese companies, cheaper products for Japanese exports, and so that's boosted confidence the Japanese economy is going to continue improving and that profits are going to increase again next year as they have this year.
Now, let me also ask you, Rupert, about the new air defense zone that China has declared for itself, which is causing tensions in the region. There's news this morning that both Japan and South Korea have flown planes unannounced through this new zone, apparently to prove they don't recognize that it's China's space. What effect could this have on sensitive economic relationships in the region?
So the second biggest economy in the world, China, the third biggest economy in the world, Japan. These countries are not talking to each other. Japan's businesses in China have suffered a great deal. There is a real concern that if this dispute in the East China Sea gets worse, then that could have a really adverse effect on the economic situation in the region. And ultimately, that would have a knock-on effect into the rest of the world.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thank you, Rupert.
Thank you.